The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet." And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to the Word of Prophecy Broadcast, radio's most challenging hour. And I'm Brother Ray Pringle with a true message from the greatest book in the world, ladies and gentlemen, and that is the Word of God right out of your Holy Bible. And I call your attention to the fact that this is not a typical gospel talk show. This broadcast presents a no-nonsense message daily to turn God's people to the whole truth of our Holy Bible, the Word of God. And this ministry has been raised up by the Lord to be a lighthouse, and our message for a beacon and guidepost for the backslidden and world-conforming church of our Lord, and to turn them to true repentance and back to divine favor. And I pray that God will give you ears to hear this true prophetic message right out of your Holy Bible, sent in Holy Ghost anointing. I continue the message today entitled, "The Chastening of the Church of Jesus Christ." And I begin with a scripture found in Revelation, the third chapter, beginning in verse 14, the words of Jesus Christ. "And unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, These things saith the Amen," that's Christ, "the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you're neither cold nor hot. I would you were cold or hot, but because you're lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because you say I'm rich, increased with goods, have need of nothing, and know not that you're wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent." Those are the words of Jesus Christ to the Laodicean church. That was a real church back in the days of the Apostle John and the Apostle Paul. But you notice in it, there is a prophetic prognostication there that because the church was lukewarm, which is characteristic of this dispensation or this church age we're living in, which is Laodicean and lukewarm, he says, "I will spew thee out of my mouth," prophetically. There's two great prophecies in the Bible that tell us plainly that God is going to chasten the church of Jesus Christ and return them back to divine favor, and he'll have a church that is holy, without spot or blemish or any such world thing as world conformity and rebellion against God's word among its membership. Now, but the other prophecy I want to call your attention is found in your Holy Bible in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, beginning in verse 2. "Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come," now you notice here it's prophetic, "the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they'll turn away the ears from the truth." See, that's prophetic, and today is the fulfillment. People in the church have turned their ears away from the truth, and they're turned to fables. Now, in Revelation, the 3rd chapter, that prophecy said that Jesus will spew a lukewarm and Laodicean church out of his mouth that says we're rich, increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and don't know they're wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. That's today, ladies and gentlemen. The church of Jesus Christ here in this end time is Laodicean, lukewarm, spewed out of the mouth of Christ, and they are most rebellious against the word of God as the Apostle John and the Apostle Paul, two great apostles of Jesus Christ, prophesied would happen here in our end time generation. Now, the scripture tells us plainly that when Christ comes, he's coming after a church not full of paste pearls, but real jewels and people that reflect the real identity that God puts in our life through Jesus Christ, that we reflect Jesus Christ. And here is the warning and the profound prognostication that Jesus will have a church that is pure and perfect. Found in your Holy Bible in Ephesians, the fifth chapter, verse beginning in verse 25. Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with a washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. And ladies and gentlemen, the church today is not holy. It's not without spot and blemishes of idolatry, world conformity, and rebellion against the Word of God. And like the early church of Jesus Christ that was purged into being that holy church of the apostles, restoration is going to be accomplished through the purging fires of adversity here in this end time, in the rising tribulation period for 3.5 years, like the early church of Jesus Christ, who suffered and endured the brutality of the paganism of that old Roman Empire that the Bible prophetically declares in the book of Revelation will rise again here in this end time. Well, what do you say? Purge to what? Purge back to the holiness of Jesus Christ, to divine unity, to real love, to real faith, to the fear of God. 1 Corinthians 1:10 tells from the Apostle Paul what the unity of the church should be like. 1 Corinthians 1:10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Was that church joined together in one mind, in one accord, of the same mind, as the apostle here wrote? Yes, you read in the book of Acts of the Apostles about the early church of the apostles in Acts 4, verse 32, the multitude of them that believe. See, the Christians of that day, that early church of Christ, was a one heart and a one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the scriptures goes on and tells how they loved each other, even to dividing their material possessions with one another, the rich with those have-nots, because they had that true love of Jesus Christ. And ladies and gentlemen, there's something arising, and you find it in the book of Revelation. Turn with me, if you have your Bibles there, to the 7th chapter of Revelation, beginning verse 9, where the great apostle John, he says, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, see, all nations, all kindreds, all people, all tongues or languages, they stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, the apostle John, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. There is the picture of the tribulation saints that come out of the church of Jesus Christ and will be purged and made white without blemish and spot in the great tribulation period. It always takes the purging fires of adversity for Christians and for Christ's church to be purified and made white and acceptable to the Lord. You know, back in World War II, we had people filling the churches of America, and the mourner's bench was reinstituted. My God, there was people praying and going to church everywhere, praying for their fathers, their husbands, their sons and daughters that were in the military. I have a book in my hand here written by one of the secretaries of Winston Churchill, Prime Minister of England, at the first day of World War II, September the 3rd, 1939, when Hitler's forces invaded Poland. The news spread throughout England and Great Britain in that day on September the 3rd, 1939. And this secretary to Winston Churchill, the prime minister, wrote, "It was a warm and bright Sunday on which the early services in all the churches were packed with worshipers, many of whom had not been seen in church for a long time." Ladies and gentlemen, it may not be World War III, but we are having something that's coming upon this nation and upon the nations of the world, that Christ is going to purge his church, and you're going to see God's people back down on their knees, fasting and praying and repenting and turning from their sins and giving up their old Laodicean and lukewarm and idolatrous lifestyle. But it's going to take that, because Jesus Christ wouldn't have the church of this day on a Christmas tree. And we read in the scriptures in Acts 3 and 20, "God shall send Jesus Christ, who before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution or restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began." And also in Matthew 17 and 10, the scribes and Pharisees asked, Jesus said, well, they talked to his disciples, and then the disciples asked Christ and said, "Why do they say that Elijah must first come before you return?" And Jesus said, "Elijah will come first before I return and restore all things." Ladies and gentlemen, Elijah is coming. Yeah, the real Elijah. And he will prophesy for 3.5 years. Read about it in your Holy Bible in Revelation 11, beginning in verse 3 down through verse 15. You'll read about the restoration period in which the church, going through the purging fires of adversity, will be returned to divine unity, to holiness, to real love, to real faith, to the fear of God. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, and there will be a unity that has never been seen, and a love and a faith that's never been identified, or the Church of Jesus Christ, it hasn't been seen in your day nor mine. And I saw it in a pretty good fashion back in the late 1920s and 1930s. But we're living in an age today where there's depravity, there's rebellion against God's Word, there's all types of idolatry. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, even defiance against the Word of God that has infiltrated the Church of Jesus Christ. And I pray today that God will give you ears to hear. This kind of preaching can keep you out of the terrible destruction of the tribulation. This kind of preaching from God's Word, your Holy Bible, it may convict you, make you feel uncomfortable, even if you're an old worldly-minded Christians. But if you're not totally right with God, you ought to be ashamed of yourself if you dislike me for telling you the truth. I'm your friend, and maybe the best friend you have in the world, and I pray that the Lord would give you ears to hear. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, I ask you to hear the prayer of thy servant and the heart cry of that backslider, that sinner, or that lukewarm Christian, and deliver them from the bondage of sin, from their evil habits, from their idolatry, from their unclean and impure ways and thoughts, and may they turn to you in old-fashioned repentance and turn back to divine favor as they confess and forsake their sins. We ask in Jesus' name, and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brother Ray Pringle on the Word of Prophecy broadcast. Our mailing address is Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida 32207. I'm preaching pure old-fashioned obedience to God's Word and His commandments. It doesn't matter how much you believe and trust in the Lord, you must repent and obey God's commandments. That is, obey God's Word or you'll perish. This is not legalism, it's not Calvinism, and it's not humanism, it's the truth. And Jesus said in John 8:32, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And I pray that the Lord would touch your hearts, that you're right, you'll receive our magazine with these messages. We'll mail it to you without cost or obligation, or if you want it on video or audio cassette, by your offering of support, we'll mail it to you. Any this message today or any message you hear, we want to share it with you to bless you and your family. Praise the Lord. I see my time's about gone for today, and I pray that God will grip your heart in this message with its power and persuasion until our next broadcast.